On Sunday, a community event will raise awareness to end the violence and harassment about women and gender-diverse runners. It started when Gunjimara Kirai Wurung and Jeb Wurung runner Cece Austin had experienced an attack while running in 2023 and decided to positively spin on it. The event was launched last year, and this year it involves communities from all across Australia to stop these issues to happen. To learn more about the event, I spoke with Ms. Austin on what motivated her to create this event.
My name is Cece Austin, and I'm a Gunditjmara Kirai Wurrung Djaparung woman and the founder of Take Back the Track. So National Take Back the Track Day is Sunday the 15th of February. It's significant in it being in February in that February marks both the anniversary of my running assault and also the attack and alleged murder on Ballarat runner Samantha Murphy. So that was why I chose February when launching National Take Back the Track Day last year. But yeah, the day is a collective action that displays a rising of women and gender diverse runners and allies, where we're saying that we belong, enough is enough, and it brings communities together from across the country to tackle the issue of men's violence towards women and gender diverse runners.
Now, you initiated this event last year and now it's expanded across Australia. And what's the feedback you have heard from the community involved at this event?
Yeah, the feedback has been incredible. And even since, yeah, launching Take Back the Track last year, it clearly really resonated with women and gender diverse runners across the country. The main feedback that I've heard is people really appreciating that Take Back the Track provides the opportunity for open conversations to be had regarding our lived experiences as runners, as women and gender diverse runners, and that people are feeling really validated in their experiences. And I think, like, where there's validation, I'm seeing that women and gender diverse runners are collectively feeling empowered to demand change and to challenge what we experience and the fear of what we could experience as women and gender diverse runners.
So, as you mentioned, the event is to raise awareness about women and gender diverse runners' safety. But what's the role of men in these conversations and how involved we've been on this?
Yeah, so a huge part of Take Back the Track is calling on men to join us as allies in the movement. And yeah, the role of men is, first of all, to listen. Don't speak on behalf of us, and don't pretend to know what our experience is. So the first step is absolutely to listen. Listen to the women and gender diverse runners around you in your community, in your run groups. And the second is to really inform themselves, for men to inform themselves of the movement and why it exists. And then, yeah, have that kind of responsibility to share it with their mates. We don't want to be asking men to join the movement or to stand in solidarity with us. We want to see men taking it upon themselves to join the movement and to, I guess, use their privilege, their male privilege, to call out the behaviour that is violence or harassment on the track. And also, like, you know, male runners to be in solidarity with women and gender diverse runners on their run on the track, and that can be in the way of being, you know, aware of their own body language when running towards or overtaking women and gender diverse runners. There's ways that men can actually, yeah, really reflect on how they're moving on the track as they go for their daily run also, and inform themselves via our website, takebackthetrack.com. There's so much on our website and our socials.
So, as you mentioned, the event is on next Sunday on the 15th of February. Where will you have these events? I mean, do you have, like, specific places where you're going to do it, and where we can get more information about this run?
Yeah, so there'll be events happening all over the country on Sunday, the 15th of February. On our website, there's a registration form, and at the moment, yeah, the registrations are flowing in. I could probably go on forever where they are. We've got over like 90 events now registered across the country, and yeah, some of the places are Bunbury, Port Augusta, Alice Springs, Broken Hill, Halls Gap, Melbourne, Canberra, Hobart, Ballarat, Shell Harbour, Port Macquarie. Like I could go on. It makes me quite emotional to see the events that are happening in every single state and territory.
That was Gunjit Meraki Rai Wurrung and Jab Wurrung Runner, CC Austin.